For nearly 7 hours, Democrats on the House Oversight Committee hammered oil and gas industry executives and lobbyists at a hearing called Fueling the Climate Crisis, exposing big oil's disinformation campaign to prevent climate action. Silicon Valley Representative Democrat Ro Khanna called the executives of ExxonMobil, Chevron, BP, Shell, and the API, American Petroleum Institute, to testify after video went viral of a then Exxon contractor bragging about the company's efforts to undermine climate change provisions. At the hearing, Khanna urged them not to lie to save face.
You can either come clean, admit your misrepresentations and ongoing inconsistencies, and stop supporting climate disinformation, or you can sit there in front of the American public and lie under oath.
The meeting comes after Democrats have spent months trying to obtain documents and other information on the oil industry's role in stopping climate action. The fossil fuel industry has had scientific evidence about the dangers of climate change since at least 1976. Yet spread denial and doubt about the harm its products cause, undermining science and preventing meaningful action on climate change, the Democrats charged. Vermont's Peter Welsh pointed out that ExxonMobil's own scientists found links between fossil fuels and global warming and shared that data in presentations or memos to company officials in 1976, 1980, 1982, 1989, and 1996. He likened the oil industry's response to that of the tobacco industry.
How is this knowledge that ExxonMobil had about the dramatic impact of fossil fuels and climate change any different than big tobacco knowing about smoking causing cancer but denying it and continue to peddling its product? Explain to me the difference.
Exxon CEO said some of those findings were made available to the public. Chevron CEO Michael Wirth also denied misleading the public on climate change.
At Chevron, we've been very clear about where we stand. We accept the scientific consensus. Climate change is real, and the use of fossil fuels contributes to it. We are committed to helping address this challenge. I also want to address directly a concern expressed by some of those calling for today's hearing. While our views on climate change have developed over time, any suggestion that Chevron is engaged in an effort to spread disinformation and mislead the public on these complex issues is simply wrong.
Worth faced a rash of criticism from Democrat Rashida Tlaib of Detroit, citing Chevron's rap sheet of fines and monies owed to communities around the globe that it's polluted.
Chevron has about 70 serious cases of environmental and community abuses in 31 countries worldwide, owing over $50 billion in judgments and settlements. Checks, literally, settlement debts that you all have. So, Mike, when are you going to cut the check?
Congresswoman, I'm not familiar with the number you...
When are you going to cut the $50 billion check that you owe? It went through the courts. You owe $50 billion to communities in 31 countries.
She also took issue with the company's legal attacks against human rights lawyer Stephen Donziger, who's been on house arrest for more than a year, fighting a slap lawsuit against him after winning billions in a settlement for communities in Ecuador polluted by a Chevron subsidiary.
Well, I have a message for you as Chevron CEO. I mean, you made, what, $29 million last year in poisoning the planet? Mr. Worth, you can't arrest us all. I just want to remind you, there are more of us than there are of you. You can poison the planet to make money, but we're going to defend the planet so we can live. And we will win. So, I need Chevron to cut the check. You owe $50 billion to indigenous communities and people that you harmed for profit. This is not about vilifying these companies. This is about accountability.
Ahead of the hearing, the House Oversight Committee released an analysis of lobbying data from the oil and gas companies, finding they've spent little money on reducing emissions. The report charges The industry is promoting a false public image while secretly funding lobbyists like the API to defeat climate action, spending more than $456 million since 2011. More than half of that money was spent on undermining proposed taxes, like a methane fee to reduce emissions. That's included in President Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan. Here's Florida Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
The Build Back Better Act contains provisions to tackle, for example, methane pollution from oil and natural gas production, which API claims to support the reduction of methane emissions. Yet API and its front group, Energy Citizens, have carried out a seven-figure TV and internet ad campaign to defeat the Build Back Better methane emissions fee.
Several executives refused repeated requests to pledge their companies would not invest either directly or indirectly in efforts or groups like the API to oppose efforts that reduce greenhouse gas emissions. But BP American CEO David Lawler said they're serious about emissions reductions.
15% of our executive compensation pay is linked to sustainable emissions reductions. I can just assure you that we're sincere, we're in motion, and we're taking action on a number of projects. And again, by 2025, we'll be spending $3 to $4 billion, $5 billion in 2030. So we are sincere.
Republicans shot down the hearing, arguing lawmakers would embolden and empower Russia and China in global dominance of fossil fuels. Some went after the president for asking other nations to increase fossil fuel production while trying to curb it at home. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.